Welcome, everyone, to the Instructional Leadership Show. This is episode 71, Fortnite Sprint Planning. I'm your host, Justin Bader, and in this episode, I'm going to walk you through the process of using our Fortnite Sprint Planning template, which is part of our planner. Now, we've offered a monthly planner with daily page spreads for quite some time now. But I'm very excited to get the Fortnite Sprint Plan template into your hands because it's going to allow you to take advantage of a unit of time that's often overlooked. Often we don't think about 2-week units of time very often, and there are some unique advantages to planning in this way. So what you may want to do is go ahead and print out this template. Don't print it double-sided, just print it single-sided so you have two sheets of paper and you can actually lay them out side by side as you see on the screen here. So what is a Fortnite sprint? Let's start with some definitions. First of all, a fortnight is, of course, simply a 2-week period of time from the Old English for 14 nights, just kind of a contraction of 14 nights. And, you know, it's kind of an archaic term. We don't see that used very often. We talk about weeks, we talk about months, but we don't talk about fortnights very often. And I think there's a power to taking advantage of easily overlooked units of time, like the Fortnite, and we're going to capitalize on some of the unique strengths of this period of time in the approach that I'm going to share with you today. So that's what a Fortnite is. What is a sprint? So we're going to use the term sprint in this training, a term that I'm borrowing from the software development world and specifically the Agile Scrum methodology. And a sprint is essentially a fixed unit of time, often 2 weeks in the software world, and it is going to be 2 weeks in this training for our purposes in using this particular template. It's a fixed unit of time in which specific work gets done. And often we have things that need to be done by a certain date, a certain deadline, but not necessarily on a certain day, right? Something may need to be done by the end of the week, but it doesn't necessarily need to be done on, say, Wednesday exactly. You know, a lot of our work, a lot of the errands and personal things that we need to do in our lives, a lot of our work-related tasks may have to be done by a certain date, but a daily planner is not necessarily the best tool to organize and plan that work, especially if it's going to span multiple days. So the sprint is that kind of magical 2-week unit of time that we're going to take advantage of here. And there are a lot of benefits to using this particular time frame that, again, often we overlook. We don't even think about this 2-week time period. You know, it's a time frame that's large enough to get some serious work done. You know, there are some things that you just can't get done in 1 week, maybe because of the sheer size of the project or because of everything else that you have going on. So often our work already is exceeding what will fit into a 1-week period. But at the same time, it's not a month, right? It's a short enough and small enough period of time that we can actually comprehend it. We can actually do some realistic planning over that 2-week period and really be accurate in our plans. And then finally, there's enough flexibility as new things occur, as obstacles and barriers come up, we can be a little bit flexible. You know, if I was going to, do something around the house on Saturday, I was going to paint the deck or something on Saturday and it rains all day Saturday, I have a little bit of flexibility if I have planned with that 2-week unit of time in mind. So with that said, let's talk specifically about the template. And you can download this from our website and we'll put a link in any emails about this so you can easily download this template. Basically, it is a 2-week page spread and it's designed to be used in hard copy side by side. So this is not something you type on. This is not an electronic tool. This is a paper and pen tool for you to use in hard copy format. And it's designed for you to just kind of think through things organically, right? You can do brainstorming. You can think, okay, what's everything I need to get done in the next couple of weeks? And you can keep it handy and update it as new things occur to you. So as new responsibilities come up, new opportunities come up, you can just jot those down in the left-hand column here. And as you plan your schedule for the upcoming 2 weeks, you can mark specific days when you will work on different aspects of those projects. And I want to encourage you to not just put a check mark where you're going to work on something, but actually estimate how many points of work you're going to do on each day. Now, if you're not familiar with our points system, we have an approach that we teach in the Achievement Science Quarterly Intensive called just called the Daily Scorecard. And we have some previous instructional leadership show episodes about that you can check out. The idea here is that if you kind of create this arbitrary scale of 10 points per day and just think to yourself, okay, I have 10 points of mental energy every day that I can use for whatever comes up, whether that's work or dealing with personal matters, dealing with family, all of the different things that you want to get done in a day. Draw on a common store of mental energy, right? You might have work tasks and personal tasks, but you only have one brain. You only have one store of mental energy for the day. And the idea of this points scale, or the idea of the daily scorecard, is that we do a much better job of planning what we're going to get done and estimating how much we're going to be able to get done if we're consistent in using that scale. Now, my points might not be the same as your points. You might have a certain amount of work or a certain amount of energy in mind when you say you're going to get 10 points of work done today. It doesn't really matter that we use the same size points, but it matters that we be able to personally kind of estimate how much work something is going to be and how much we're going to be able to get done in a day. So there might be, big tasks that might be by themselves 3 or 4 points. You know, if you're writing a recommendation letter for someone, you might think, okay, that's going to be maybe a 3 or a 4 point task. So I really need to set aside some time. I really need to make sure that I'm, fresh for that task. That's going to be the first thing I do in the morning. And that might be a new discovery after you've done this for a while, right? The first time you do something, you might think, okay, that'll be a 1 point task. I'll just do that before I leave for the day. That'll be really easy. But over time, with experience, you will get more accurate. You will realize, oh, wow, actually writing a recommendation letter is pretty demanding. I really need to think about it and to have the uninterrupted time to focus on that. So one of the big goals and really side effects sometimes of using the point system is that it allows you to be more realistic and to plan your work more accurately. And the Fortnite Sprint planning template is going to help you do that, not just within a single day, as you do on the daily scorecard, but over time. And this can especially help with large projects. There was a famous body of research done by Nobel laureates Daniel Kahneman and Amos Tversky starting in the 1970s that they called the planning fallacy. There's quite a bit of research on estimates that were done in groups that were responsible for, for something like, say, a construction project, right? The team would be asked, how long do you think this project is going to take? And everyone would give an estimate. And then the researchers would follow up and see how long it actually took to complete that project. And remarkably, people consistently underestimate how long they will take to complete a major project, even if it's something they've done before. And even if it is something that they have seen, oh, my past estimates have not been very good about this. And I think one of the keys to getting around that tendency is to actually quantify and actually keep track and say, okay, here's what I thought I would be able to get done. How much did I get done? So it's my hope that using this tool will make you a more accurate planner when it comes to some of those larger projects and keep you from underestimating how much time things will take and keep you from being too optimistic and then running into trouble toward the deadline that you're facing. So here's how we're going to do that with the Fortnite Sprint planning template. We're going to, of course, break larger projects down into steps. We're going to use the template to identify date and order specific steps. This has to be done before that. We're going to use the template to schedule steps onto specific days where they might need to get done. If there's only one day a week when you can do a certain thing, we want to make sure we allocate time on that day for that action. We're going to estimate the point size of each step and make sure that we're being realistic about how big a particular step is. And then we're also going to use that template to keep an eye on how much work we're giving ourselves for a given day, right? If I have several different projects that I'm working on and everything is due on Friday, I need to make sure I'm setting myself up for success and not being unrealistic about how many different things I'm planning to get done on Friday. Now, the template is similar to a tool that you might have seen before called a Gantt chart. Gantt charts have been around for more than a century. Henry Gantt started using Gantt charts, the charts that bear his name, in the early 1900s. And they're ubiquitous in the project management world, in the software development world, any kind of corporate or industrial setting, military, the Gantt charts are all over the place because they allow you to figure out, okay, who's doing what on what dates, and whenever there are dependencies, whenever, you know, this team has to finish their work before the next team can do their work, you know, often in a corporate environment, you have, you know, product development work that has to be passed on to marketing, and marketing can't market the product until it's designed and things like that. And being able to see all of that visually is very helpful for meeting deadlines, right? And for sticking to your timeline. Gantt charts do tend to be a little bit complicated. They, you know, there tends to be a lot of specialization involved in using them. Often there's someone whose whole job it is just to keep the Gantt chart up to date and to keep everyone on track with the schedule. This is a view from Asana, which is great project management software. But I thought what we would do with the Fortnite Sprint Plan is really take that idea and take the parts that are useful from that idea of Gantt charts and kind of boil them down to the essentials for use at the personal level. So the way we've got it designed for you, the Fortnite Sprint Plan is really kind of a Gantt chart light. It's designed for just your personal use. You certainly could attempt to use this for a team, but for our purposes in this training, we're going to assume that you are using this just for yourself, for planning your own work and your own life. And much like a Gantt chart, you're going to identify steps in the various projects that you're going to be working on over the next 2 weeks. You're going to estimate their size with those points from the Achievement Science Daily Scorecard. You're going to identify any dependencies. You know, A has to happen before B. You know, I have to buy the shelving before I take it home and assemble it in my garage and so forth. You're going to identify possible overlaps, you know, things that you could be working on at the same time. And then you're going to sequence and schedule that work. And you know, I want to emphasize the light aspect of this. This can be very casual. This can be very informal and very intuitive. And you might find that it matches the way that you normally plan, the way that things occur to you. You brainstorm, you write things down throughout the week, and you just get them down on paper and figure out when you're going to get them done. So what I thought I would do is give an example of a little project for cleaning out the garage. Let's say this has been on your list for a while. You want to get the garage cleaned out in the next 2 weeks. You know, it's not absolutely critical, but you've got company coming, you know, say a week from Saturday. You want to have the garage cleaned out by then. You've set kind of a personal deadline. So what you might do is simply brainstorm the different steps in that process. You might think to yourself, okay, well, I need to get some shelves. I need to get the garage organized, put stuff on the shelves, get rid of trash, take some stuff to the thrift store that I don't need anymore. I borrowed somebody else's lawnmower. I need to return that. So in whatever order they occur to you, you can simply list those projects or tasks or subtasks in whatever way it makes the most sense to you in the left-hand column. And from there, you can start to think through some of the dependencies. Like, well, okay, our trash doesn't go out until Wednesday. So I definitely need to have the trash bagged up and ready to go by Wednesday, but I don't necessarily have a lot of time on Wednesday to do that. So when do I need to bag the trash? Well, if I'm trying to clean out the garage, get it organized, you know, I'm going to put together those shelves. We're going to get some shelves for the garage. I want to have the trash out of the way before then. So you might say to yourself, okay, that needs to happen on Saturday. I'm going to get the trash bagged up on Saturday. I can put it out Wednesday. I'm working on Wednesday, so I won't have a lot of time to work in the garage, but I can at least do that. And I need to buy the shelves on Saturday when the store is open and I have time to go to the store. But, you know, I can actually put the shelves together and get things organized on Sunday. I can probably also return the lawnmower on Saturday, give myself a little bit more room to work. And just by thinking organically through the process of completing that project, a personal project like cleaning out the garage or a work-related project, you can start to estimate how much work the whole project is going to be and how much you're going to need to get done on any given day. And you can do this in any order. You don't have to think from top to bottom. You can just kind of use this template to brainstorm and make yourself some notes about what needs to get done when. This is especially useful for projects that do have a tight timeline. Let's look at another example here. If you need to complete staff evaluations by a certain date and you know that this is going to be very demanding, it's going to be a ton of work to get this done by the deadline, you might say to yourself, okay, I need to first review the evaluation document. I need to familiarize myself with the procedures, and then I need to send a reminder to staff. So I'm going to send an email to everybody reminding them of the process and asking people to set up their meetings with me. And then I need to work on that steadily throughout the week. So you notice right here, I've got 2 points a day Monday through Thursday, and then 3 points for Friday. I really need to kind of power through those one-on-one meetings and devote the time every single day to stay on track with those. And then I'm going to need to devote some significant time next weekend to doing the write-ups for those to get them done before Monday. So whatever your project is, you know, you're going to look at both the steps and the deadlines and the dependencies. You know, in this case, one of the dependencies is that the one-on-one meetings have to happen before the write-ups. And that becomes obvious when you write everything down in this template. So I hope this is useful to you for both personal and professional projects. You may find that you need to print more than one of these, or you may want to print a template specifically for one big project. You might have other projects that are more miscellaneous, but if you have a very large project, you may need the entire template just for that one. So use this in whatever way makes the most sense to you. It is designed to be used in a somewhat non-linear fashion, so brainstorming is fine. You don't have to go start to finish. Keep that updated as you go throughout that 2 week period. You know, you can modify it, you can reschedule things. You know, if you don't actually get work done on the day you think you will, no problem. Just update the plan and keep plugging away at it until it's done. Continue to make your estimates more accurate as you learn more about yourself and about the nature of the work. You know, try to estimate more and more accurately with every day so that you can get done the work that you intend to and the work that you need to on schedule. And of course, use this in conjunction with your daily planner. This is not designed to take the place of the daily planner where you have that two-page spread for every single day so that you can plan both your schedule and your daily scorecard in detail. So again, look for the links on our website or in email for printing the Fortnite Sprint Plan as well as the Daily Planner. And let me know how this goes for you. Give this a try, print it out, and let me know how it's helping you plan more accurately and get more done. That's it for episode 71 of the Instructional Leadership Show. I'm Justin Bader, and I'll see you next time. Thanks.